Love is in the air.
Oh.
It's everywhere I go. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Cress has got some news to share with you of a romantic persuasion. And
I don't really.
Okay. She sort of doesn't. Look, I got very excited about this for a little while and then I didn't. We'll explain yeah. everything you need to know. And there's so much to talk about as well in this fantastic edition of Nullpois.
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Nullpois, the Eurovision fan podcast. I'm Laura. That over there is Martin. We don't know everything about Eurovision, but we're trying to learn, aren't we, Martin?
We're trying to learn. And on the way, of course, Flop That Eurobop is going to be back. Thank you to one of you who's been in touch with a Flop That Eurobop
yes.
for this particular episode. Looking forward to that. Some stuff about Sweden, some stuff about some awards, and some stuff about Norway very shortly. Two things.
Mm.
First thing I want to do is say thank you to some Patreons, including a new member.
Ooh.
So thank you to, I don't know, am I saying CMA? Or sorry, KMA?
Yes.
Is that Kamer? I don't know whether it's pronounced as a word or not.
I will say this, Martin. KMA isn't a new member, but they have rejoined. So I don't know how we announce that one. But thank you for returning, I guess, KMA.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's very kind of you. Thank you for being a returning member.
I keep track of these things.
Yeah,
you see.
Well, I know. So at least somebody does. Patreon is a way that you can, if you like what you're listening to and you got more money than sense, you can support us and just allow us to keep doing what we're doing, because we don't make any money doing this, and you know we're not going to. We're just doing it for fun because we enjoy it, and so it would be lovely if you could just sling a couple of quid our way. Be really nice. All the details online, patreon.com/nullpois. That's that out the way, although we will mention it again a little later on just to remind you. But first to just explain what happened here, because right, Cress sent me a screenshot of a dating app, the dating app Hinge, where she matched with somebody, and what happened?
Nothing. Don't make this into a big thing. Basically,
it is a big thing. It's a great thing.
It isn't a big thing at all. Please, Martin. Literally just, it was nice. Someone liked me on Hinge saying they, because I've got a picture of us at the British Podcast Awards, and they said, oh, I love your podcast. And said they had a podcast of their own that's much more chaotic, which I don't know if I could believe that.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
And they also said they were a little bit starstruck, so which I thought was very nice. I matched with them more because I just wanted to find out more about their podcast and, you know, just have another Eurovision pal, basically. Sadly, I'm yet to hear back anything about that. I think maybe I put the onus more on that I wanted to know about the Eurovision podcast, I think, than have a date. And I think maybe they decided that they weren't interested in that way. But if you'd like to tell me about Eurovision podcast, I would like to know, because it sounds interesting. If it's more chaotic than this one, it would be good to find out about it.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that could be a thing.
Yeah, that's true. Also, by the way, if you're not, even whether you are or aren't in the Eurovision pod game, Cress,
which everyone seems to be,
should be a great catch for someone.
Oh,
and
no, sorry, why are we? I'm not like some kind of poor person here. I don't need you to sell me. Goodness me! No,
she's got a lot of redeeming qualities.
Not many.
And no, I'll have a think of what they are. And you know, she's got a lot of redeeming qualities.
Sorry, I don't need you to do this, Martin. I'm fine, thank you. But no, I'm good.
I might suggest like a first date you could go on or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Why? What would the first date be?
No, I don't know. Just, you know, you could go out for, you know, you and I like Aperol Spritz. Maybe you could go and have Aperol Spritz with somebody.
Yeah.
Go and have a little...
If you'd like to
buy Cress some Aperol Spritz, to win her over.
Very weird. Can we just move on to the Eurovision news, please?
All right, let's do it, because we need to talk about Norway. And, well, it's getting close to the moment where Norway gets to choose who represents it at Eurovision. Norway, by the way, do a similar thing to Sweden, and they do a big old thing with lots of big studio show and glitzy and glam, and there's semi-finals and there's grand finals, and the whole of the Norwegian public gets involved to choose who it's going to be. And they have decided that they are going to do that, but they're going to do a few changes, aren't they, as to how they're putting it all together.
Yeah, this is basically just news that the Norway have woken up to the fact that their huge amount of heats and shows is maybe a little bit too much and a bit crazy. So they've pared it back for this year. Instead of, I think they had heats, duels, pre-qualified artists. They had. I'm just reading all these things that they had.
It's too much.
Which we always kind of made fun a little bit of how much Melody Grand Prix, which is what it's called, how much they got into it. So basically, they're going to have a semi-final 1, 2, and 3. There's still three semi-finals.
More than the actual Eurovision. They're still going
boggling the mathematicians a little bit. But and then a grand final, and that's the 14th of January to the 4th of February. So still four shows. But they won't have all of these heats as well. And the semifinals cut back from 5 to 3. So there you go.
I don't know. Thing is, though, Norway does always come up with the goods, even when you think it isn't going to.
Subwoofer.
Well, exactly. That Wolf song, we were like, well, that's ridiculous. Mm. But yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And that came out of the public voting for it and getting involved. So, you know, it's been working, so maybe it still can. Speaking of voting and people getting involved with things, you're being asked right now to get voting for the Eurovision Awards, which return this month.
Indeed. Now, this is returning for its second year. So if you're like, I didn't know there was Eurovision Awards, that's probably why. It's not been around that long. There's loads of interesting nominees that you can vote for. You have to go to the Eurovision Instagram channel to vote across... I think the next few weeks they're going to be putting it up, and you can. It's just for fun, by the way. This is just a poll that Eurovision is doing on their Instagram channel. It's not like a big thing, but it's kind of interesting. Some of the categories they've got, for example, best prop. The UK has got Space Cage.
Oh, that's good.
So, Slovenia, Enormous Disco Ball, San Marino, the Mechanical Bull, if you remember from the Stripper song, and Georgia, the Miniature Circus. So best prop there, some good ones. And a couple of the other ones, I mean, Kalish Orchestra is in there a lot for best lyrics, best look. Sam Ryder's in there for best hair, though, for the UK.
Oh, come on, he's got to win that.
He's got to, hasn't he?
Definitely.
Have you seen best moment as well, Martin? Sam Ryder's in there for when he consoled Marius Baer from Switzerland.
Now, that's nice, isn't it, that they're bringing that in. Also in best moment, this is what he's up against, Alessandro's green screen segment. Laura Pausini is singing Nel Bleu di Ponte di No di Blu.
Nel bleu di Ponte di Blu, which of course we all know as Volare.
We all know and love. And
well,
then Ukraine's,
do, actually, but yes.
No, yeah, to be fair, we do. We actually do. It's a great song. Also, Ukraine's televote results, which was a real moment, wasn't it, in Eurovision last year. This year, I should say. So some great moments there. And it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
So if you've got a little while,
they do it all on their Instagram channel. There were 70,000 votes cast across the 10 categories last year. I'm sure they're going to be looking to beat it this time. And you don't really have very long, okay? Because basically, if you're listening to this podcast any time other than the day it is released, which is Sunday the 4th of December, you probably missed it. But get on it if you possibly can.
Quick! Now, probably the biggest news that we've got, and this is, as we were saying, Melody Festival for Sweden, Sweden's national selection show, is such a big deal. So whenever they announce details about it, it becomes a big deal. They've announced the full lineup, all the people that are going to be competing in Melody Festival 2023, and some familiar faces are going to be returning.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking down the list of who is going to be there. I noticed one particular name.
I wonder what name that was.
Yeah, that will get a lot of people very excited. She's a former Eurovision winner. Mm. She regularly tops the poll of the best Eurovision song ever.
Yep.
Loreen is back in Melody Festival. This is massive news. Absolutely massive news. I can't see a world in which Loreen does not end up representing Sweden again. I'm gonna say it now.
Yeah, having not even heard the song.
Having not even heard the song, I'm saying it's gonna happen because why wouldn't you? Is this a proven track record? Okay, you're right. I shouldn't really jump to that conclusion without having heard the song, but still, it could happen. The song, by the way, is called Tattoo.
Yes.
And it's by Loreen. This is really exciting stuff. Well, by the way, there are loads of other people involved.
Let me just dampen that excitement a little bit, because she has returned since her win to Melody Festival. And she's been to Melody Festival three times. She was in 2011. She got to second chance round. Then, of course, she got through in 2012 with Euphoria and won it. But she did, if you remember, she returned in 2017. And she just made it through to the second chance round again. So she didn't get through. She's been persuaded to return. So it's not doesn't just because she's back again. This isn't the first time she's been back since Euphoria, Martin.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Mm. I did not know that. Yeah. Well, in that case, I slightly dampened it earlier. Maybe she won't represent Sweden.
She's got a good chance. Yeah, I mean, she's got the fact that people know her. She is a good singer. You know, I think people think, well, she's won it before. Could she win it again? But I think it does depend on the song.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. If I think the people behind Loreen are going to be really going for this. They're really going to be throwing everything at that song, and I can't wait to hear it. Other people, by the way, just to kind of mark your cards for, really, some people called Marcus and Martinus. I like the idea of Martinus. There's Melanie Webb. There's Ida Lova, Paul Ray, Nordman. With a song called Slap a la Sorga, which I just like. Laurel, and you've got the Casanovas.
Victor Crone, do you remember him?
No, I don't remember Victor Crone.
Oh, I remember Victor Crone. Anyway, carry on.
Sean and Hjordis, Alex Schleistorm, Emil Heron, Mariette. And then
just listen as Martin reads names he doesn't know and can't pronounce.
Kiana, and then finally, I've just got to get through the list now.
Yes, please.
Smash Into Pieces with a track called 6 Feet Under, which, let's be honest, sounds terrifying.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Yes. Well, there you go. That's the list. We'll be obviously one to watch Loreen, but let's see what happens. It's not all set in stone.
Okay, stand by now, because a big thing is about to happen with your help. It's time for this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
Yes, of course, it's Flop That You're a Bop. And thank you so much to Luke, who has been sending us various different Flop That You're a Bops as we've been doing this. And they've sent another to tie into the fact that it's nearly time for Junior Eurovision. And we will be doing a little special on that, on the songs, as it leaps up on us. It's not long to go now. And in that spirit, Luke has sent us a Junior Eurovision song to guess.
Yeah, he says, on the spur of the moment, I've decided to send you a Flop That Euro Bop. It's a Junior Eurovision song. Now, already, I'm slightly concerned about our chances of getting this, Chris, because we have said many times, one of the big gaps in our knowledge, of which there are many, is Junior Eurovision. We don't know enough about it. In fact, I'm not sure I could even sing you a single Junior Eurovision winner. I definitely have known some in the past, but they've gone in one ear and out the other.
So we've really got some good chances here. Oh, no, I can.
That Bim Bam Bomb one. Bim Bam Twa. Bim Bam thing.
Bim Bam Twa.
Yeah. I remember that one.
But let's hope it's that one then.
That's what I'm going to say it is, even if I don't know, because that's the only one I know. But okay, Luke, we're ready for this, and we're ready to be wowed by your terrible singing. So Luke's going to sing really badly a Junior Eurovision song. Can you guess what this is?
Right.
I think we'll need that again almost immediately, won't we? That is, okay. Ooh. Have this again. Go ahead, Luke. It's quite goodness. Peter Griffin from Family Guy, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Oh, a little bit, yeah.
You see what I mean?
I do not know what that is.
I'm convinced it's Bim Bam Twa. Because it's the only one I know.
You'd say that.
I have no idea. Right, this is the point, though, where you can probably do better than us. If you drop us an email right now, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com, pause the podcast, write out what you think it is, be very smug when you get the answer right, or at least you've
definitely
had a go.
Get it over us.
Or contact us on Patreon if you're a Patreon supporter, or on any form of our social media. We're all over the place. Tell us what you think it is right now. Here it is one more time. Okay, if you think you know what that is, tell us now. What's the answer then, Chris? We need to find another email here from Luke.
The answer is Tom Morley, My Song for the World, and it was a UK entry in 2003.
And here's how it should have sounded. Yeah, Tom Morley, My Song for the World, from the UK in 2003. The UK, of course, back in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year, which is very exciting stuff. Thank you, Luke, for that. I mean, there was very little chance of us getting it, very little chance at all. But we gave it the best shot that we could possibly. We were rubbish. I'm sorry about that. Thank you. We would love to hear from you. If you want to do what Luke has done and send us a flop that Eurobop, you just record yourself, like a voice note or whatever, record yourself singing.
Very simple.
Really simple. Just record yourself singing a Eurovision song really, really badly. Send it to us. nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com and we'll use it on another edition of Flop That Eurobop. Flop That Eurobop.
So there you go. Thanks again, Luke. Luke also had a little bit to say about our chat with Samantha last week, where we were talking about the voting changes. And if, like Luke, you want to get in touch, it's nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com is the email. But Luke says, that was an interesting chat with Samantha. She raised a good point about Eurovision also being a platform for broadcasters trying to expand broadcasting technology. And this is just part of that. Then there's the online vote in JESC, which is true. I never thought about that. Junior Eurovision has been leading the way with this, hasn't it, Martin? Over 119 countries voted in 2021, and that went fine. I don't really know why some people got so worked up about all of this. To quote ish Mark Twain, we know many worries, most of them never happen.
That's very profound. I didn't think we'd get that profound on a Eurovision fan podcast, but that's what's been happening there. It's an interesting point, actually, that Luke makes about the about the fact that they do kind of trial new technologies and things like that, because I remember us having a conversation on this podcast, which you can go and find, by the way, if you've got stuff, if you've got time to do it. You can go and listen to us having a chat with Ewan Spence from ESC Insight, who was saying it is a real kind of testing ground. Some of the stuff that they do in Junior Eurovision eventually makes its way onto main Eurovision because they can trial it. They can see if it works. And one of those things is the online voting. I think that parade that they do when they bring on the people from the countries at the start, you know, like the Roll of Honour, that was started at Junior Eurovision. So there's lots of different things that they try out that they can work out. So if you are a real kind of Eurovision nerd and you want to see what the contest could look like in the future, just look at Junior Eurovision, because that's where you're going to find the answers.
Yeah, and if you do want to get in touch with us in any other ways, you can do. It's not just an email. We're also on Twitter at @poirnull on that. We are also as well on Instagram. If you want to get in touch with us on that, we are Nullpoir Podcast on Instagram. And I'm just going to log into our Instagram, actually, because Martin, do you use Spotify at all?
Oh, no, I don't.
I knew you'd say this, because I was going to ask you what your Spotify Wrapped was.
Yeah, well, it would just be this podcast, because I think that's all I use podcast. It for.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Did anybody get our podcast as part of their Spotify Wrapped? Because I know that Kian did. Kian got in touch with us and said, you're in my top five most listened to on Spotify. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Kian, in fact, for saying that. And did anyone else get get us in our their Spotify Wrapped, let us know. We'd love to know if we're in there.
That's so good, isn't it? I'm just looking at this message now. Oh, that is so kind, Kian. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you,
and
Kian.
Thank you for letting us know. It's made me all mushy. Not like that. You can get in touch with us on Instagram as well. We are there, as Cress rightly points out. Null Point Podcast is the way to do that. Right, I reckon we're done. Are you going to go back to your love life?
Oh, wow. Gosh, I've got to say, being a little bit cruel, I think, considering you... How long have you been in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, like 6 months. Not
there you go, then.
No, look, Cress, I've got nothing but positive vibes for you. I'm feeling good about this. I'm feeling good about this. This is the moment now.
About what? About what, sorry?
Your quest for love.
Okay.
What?
I don't understand. I don't know. Where has this come from?
This is me being supportive.
There's no quest.
I'm a supportive friend.
Okay, well... if anyone wants to be a supportive friend, feel free to get in touch with us on all those ways we gave you. We would like to hear from you if you got us on the Spotify Wrapped or your thoughts on Loreen's chances in winning this year. Would you want to see her go again, or would you prefer a different artist took the reins of Loreen? Let us know. And come back again next time to hear Martin bully me some more.
Oh, now, come on. There's no bullying going on here. I'm being supportive.
Okay.
Yes, I might be in a better mood. Right, I will see you next time, Cressy. Thank you very much for listening to this edition, and we will we'll do it all again next time on the next edition of
No Pop.